Lady Antebellum 的歌曲从来都不会让人失望。那今天呢，分享到的歌曲名字叫做 Just a Kiss， 只是一个吻。这里是可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Kenneth 凯纳斯。许多歌曲呢，我都会通过我的新浪微博分享给大家。OK， 那么这一次的全新单曲 Just a Kiss 呢，完全是由乐队的成员一手包办，讲述的是人在遭遇新的浪漫之时，身边一切的事情都会因此而减速。那早前的乐队的主唱 Hillary Scott 在谈及这首新歌的时候呢，就表示说，乐队在创作新歌的时候喜欢在个人的经历中来攫取灵感。他是这么说的，新的感情关系在开始建立的时候总会让人感到无比的兴奋，你会感觉周围都是蝴蝶，那情绪呢也很乐观，还会觉得说这个人就是我的真命天子。可能仅仅是一个吻 Just a kiss 就会让女孩子在那一瞬间想到要永远在一起。下面的时间让我们来听听这一首美好的歌曲 Just a kiss 只是一个吻。
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your smile. I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold back when I'm holdingThis, let's just take it slow. Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shine in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby,Just a kiss, goodnight. I know that if we give this a little time, it'll only bring us closer to the love we wanna find. It's never felt so real.
No, it's never felt so right.
是 Kenneth 凯南斯，下面的时间让我们来了解一下歌词大意。
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe.
It's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. 实在是难以抵挡这种感觉，觉得快要不能呼吸了。 Fight, F-I-G-H-T, Fight。作为名词和动词都是可以的，表示打架或者是战斗、奋斗，那还有争吵的意思。Fight 之后加上 for 这个介词呢，表示为什么东西而战斗 ，fight for。Fight about 表示争夺、争吵 ，fight about。比如说 ，He and his wife are always fighting about who will take the car。他们夫妻俩经常为抢着用家里的那一部汽车互相争吵。He and his wife are always fighting about who will take the car。接下来要讲解几个大家可能不是那么熟悉的短语。第一个是 fight shy of， fight shy of， 从字面上来理解呢，那就是战胜了羞怯。其实呢，这个短语表示 fear about somebody or something， 也就是害怕某件事情，害怕某人。Fight shy of， children often fight shy of dentists。孩子们常常害怕 dentist 是什么呢？非常的害怕牙医。孩子们常常害怕看牙病。Children often fight shy of dentists. All right. He never fights shy of hard work. 他从来都不害怕艰苦的工作。He never fights shy of hard work. All right. 下一个短语是 fight it out. Fight it out 表示争论、争辩。比如说 He likes to fight it out whenever others disagree with him. 当别人与他意见不一致的时候呢，他总是喜欢去 fight it out， 争论个明白。He likes to fight it out whenever others disagree with him. Alright， 下一个短语 pick a fight with， 这个短语中的 fight 就是一个名词了。Pick a fight with 表示挑起战斗，向某人挑衅，和某人来打架。He picked a fight with his classmate. 他和他的同学打了一架。He picked a fight with his classmate. Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. Caught up in this moment, caught up in your smile.这个句子非常的浪漫，为什么这么说呢？首先我们来学习一个短语 be caught up in something， be caught up in something 指的是被卷入、牵涉或者是涉及。比如说 It seems that she was always caught up in the household， 看来她总是家务缠身。 It seemed that she was always caught up in the householdIt's easy to get caught up in the social world. 我们很容易被纷繁的 social world 社交活动缠的是脱不开身。It's easy to get caught up in the social world. 那么通过这两个例句呢，我们知道了 be caught up in 表示被卷入或者说是陷入。我们现在来体会一下歌词 caught up in this moment， 深陷在此时此刻。Caught up in your smile， 还陷在了你的 smile 笑容之中。And I don't want to mess this thing up， 我并不想坏了这件好事儿。I don't want to push too far， 我不想发展得太快。Mess up， 这是一个动词短语，表示混乱、弄糟。Mess up。Don't mess up my hair， I've just combed it。不要把我的头发给弄乱了，我刚刚才梳好。Don't mess up my hair, I've just combed it. She felt she'd messed up her whole life. 啊，多么糟糕啊！她感觉到她把自己的一生都给 mess up， 给搞砸了。She felt she'd messed up her whole life. 好了，下一个单词是 push， P-U-S-H, push。表示推或者是挤，那么引申的时候呢，它有逼迫或者是催促的意思。短语有 push ahead 往前推。I didn't want to be first to speak, so I pushed the others ahead. 我不想先说，所以呢，我就把其他人推到前面去了。I didn't want to be first to speak, so I pushed the others ahead. Okay, push ahead 还可以表示急速前进。急速前进 push ahead. If we push ahead， 如果我们快一点的话呢， we can get home before dark， 天黑之前我们还能够赶到家里。 If we push ahead， we can get home before dark. Despite opposition， they're pushing ahead with a scheme for a new airport. 这个句子是什么意思呢？ Despite 尽管 opposition 反对，尽管有人反对呢，他们仍然在 push ahead 大力的推进一个 scheme 计划。尽管有人反对，他们仍然在大力的推进修建新机场的计划。Despite opposition, they're pushing ahead with a scheme for a new airport. 好了，接下来呢，我们要学习的短语中的 push 是一个名词，这个短语是 at a push, at a push。字面上来理解呢，就是在非常匆忙的时候，我们可以理解为不得已的时候 ，at a push。I can finish the work by next month at a push. 如果是确有需要的话呢，我可以在下一个月完成这项工作。I can finish the work by next month at a push. Just a Kiss， 一首浪漫的歌曲，来自于今天的听歌学英语节目。最后呢，让我们来回顾一下今天学到的知识。首先是 fight， 表示打架争吵，短语 fight for 表示为什么而战斗， fight about 争夺争吵， fight shy of 还记得意思吗？ fight shy of 表示害怕， fight it out， fight it out 争论争辩，Pick a fight with 和某人打架，向某人挑衅。接下来呢，讲到了一个非常简单的短语是 be caught up in， be caught up in， 陷在了什么之中。Mess up 表示混乱， mess up。最后呢，我们讲到了单词 push， 表示推或者是催促、逼迫。短语有 push ahead 向前推，或者是急速推进，可以说是人的脚步急速前进，也可以说是推动某件事情的发展。 at a push 表示迫不得已的时候，在不得已时。 OK， 今天的节目就到这里了，我是 Candice 凯丹斯，新浪微博是 Candice 婕妤，有好听的歌曲将在微博中放送给大家。感谢收听本期节目，我们下期再见，拜拜。
Too far, just to shine in the dark that you just might be the one.